4.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the second episode of Heavy Talk. I'm your moderator, Tim Hopkins, and our host, Rob Garvin, a.k.a. Robbie G, and Aaron Timmons, a.k.a. Pud. Without further ado, I'm going to bring you the two hottest cats in audio podcast. 2019, taking the world by storm. Without further ado, I bring to you the infamous Robbie G and Pud.
What up? What up? What up?
Good evening. Feeling good.
What up, man?
Today was a good day.
You know it, all the way. What's happening, Pud? How you feeling today?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. You know, blessed and not stressed. How about yourself, brother?
I'm feeling damn good. Especially since my prediction of that Super Bowl came out exactly what I said.
Somebody better put a roll back, call back, because I said the McCourty brothers were going to call the game.
Well, they did. But, you know, I did tell you that if them boys get shushed, it's going to be a low-scoring game and the Patriots are going to run up.
Yes, you did call that. Again, shout out to Coach Hawk, you know, getting us on here. It was a blessed opportunity to talk on the airways. More importantly, to get back on to the Super Bowl from last week. Congratulations to the again 6-time winning New England Patriots. Man, they took it again, 13-3. It wasn't your traditional Super Bowl, but it was a traditional defensive battle, and Brady did it again. Yeah, shout out goes to the GOAT. Hey, you know what? let's kind of clear something up right quick. That with all this AAU fast break, 50 to whatever football, you know, and everybody want to devalue the old cliche, which is not old; it's still retroactive and still swag proof. Defense wins championships. And I am convinced after Sunday's victory that it's not Brady, it's Belichick, Zen Master, Yoda, Mastermind. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, Brady going to get the quarterback QB love, but I would have just liked to have seen the defense and Stephon Gilmore, who had 5 tackles, one mm-hmm. pick, 2 pass deflections mm-hmm. and whatnot. They should have given it to somebody on defense because Brady, you know, and we talked about it on my show, his numbers were pedestrian at best. It's quite obvious he's not the guy he used to be. He's the smartest quarterback, and with the rules the way they are, I mean, you can't level a quarterback the way you used to back in the Montana, who's 4-0, by the way, in Super Bowl appearances.
Oh, my God.
Didn't lose.
Tired of that, bro. But
didn't
go
lose.
Ahead.
Little, how you gonna be tired of that, man? That's like saying MJ ain't the greatest and he went 6-0, man. If you go to a lottery store and you pick 6 lottery tickets and it takes you 200 tickets to get to that level, come on, man. I ain't hating on Brady, but I mean, you know, I mean, in a way,
you are hating. You know what? Listen,
how
you
hating? Maybe I am.
He's been in the league 18 years and been to 9 Super Bowls.
Oh, I'm not saying longevity is not. That's like LeBron. Okay, let me ask you this.
Every
that's
other
like
season
LeBron,
in a Super
right?
Bowl.
I'm not. Look, the longevity piece, I give you that. But he ain't doing it by himself. And I'm just saying. Look, let me ask you this, though. Let's be honest, for real. Be real, real, real 100 with this one. If Edelman don't play, and, which is a big if,
if the Rams had scored one touchdown, which was actually Cooks dropped one, but when they got that first pick, if they go in and score, it's a different ball game. That's all I'm going to say.
No, I agree totally. Don't get it twisted. I agree to that totally. But while y'all sitting there and acting like it was just all the offense, and I love Edelman and Grump, amen, hats off to the Patriots defense. I have not seen them ball like that at all.
Absolutely, absolutely. You got to get them props. You got to get them props.
They made that young boy really look like a kid set Sunday.
Yes,
but you know what?
Yeah, they did them bad.
Do nothing.
I was honestly, that's what I was really worried about. I was really worried about whether or not, I mean, he just looked like a deer, you know, with headlights, man. You know,
he really looked like a kid. Like, he really was
he did look like a kid. He did. Like, you know, wait a minute. How did I end up in this movie?
I'm here.
You know,
I'm here tonight. Oh, God.
But, you know,
but
guess what? We really saw the Super Bowl, Kansas City and New England, and I'm convinced the Super Bowl was Kansas City and New England, and it should have been the Chiefs and the champions, but Pat Mahomes couldn't get on the field to score. So, I mean, it is what it is, man. You know,
that's good football. See, I miss good football like that.
Here we go. But I like
keep
the
him
fact.
Off
I got
the
a question.
Field,
I got,
and that's
I got
what
a,
he did.
I got a question. I got a question. Did this game validate that New Orleans was cheated? The way it ended.
Yeah,
I don't know about that. I don't even think there's any difference if Drew Brees was in there. It's only one team that could beat New England. I'm serious. It's Kansas City.
I think Brady loses to Brees if he goes.
I don't think
no,
so.
I've been seeing that game.
Oh, man.
And defense ain't like that.
You know what? I say this, but this is what I say. I agree with this part of it. Drew Brees would have been more seasoned, and it would have been a little bit more of a chess match. But at the end of the day, the same thing probably would have happened to Drew Brees, man.
Right. That's what I'm
saying. I mean,
Goff
should have never been in there anyway, seriously. And really, we need the petition to move the Kansas City Chiefs to the NFC so they can play New England, man. Because the only team that can beat them is the Chiefs, man. I'm sorry. There's only one team that can beat New England, and it's the Chiefs.
And the entire NFL?
Right now, yeah, it's the Chiefs. That's it. It's the only team that can match
the
up
Lions,
with them, that they have a – the Lions. Seriously?
The Lions beat the Patriots.
you didn't just bring the Lions in.
Hey, how
you really
don't
take
that? We got this fact. Listen, I'm about to give you a real fact. Do you know the Patriots? This is so crazy.
Here we go.
They only lost to teams that did not make the playoffs.
Ooh. Okay, so talk about the L. They lost to the Lions. Okay. Well, wait a minute. Didn't the Lions beat the Rams too?
Yeah. No, Lions got pounced by the Rams. That's when Todd Gurley put the buffs on the sideline. I remember that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right, that's why they wore the buffs.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I mean, what were the teams that beat the Patriots besides the Lions? Okay, Miami won a miracle. We counting that?
Yeah.
That was a miracle play. Okay. L is an L, a win is a win. But it's an asterisk with that loss because that was a miracle play. And if they did that 9 out of 10 times, they would not score on that. But it is what it is. So who else?
I'm trying to think who else beat the Patriots this year. Yeah, four losses this year.
Did they lose to Pittsburgh? I think they did. I have to look that up, man. I mean, irregardless to it, man. I'm glad that, you know, the Patriots is over. See, now they can talk smack, though. See, when you done put somebody down for so long and told them that, you know what, y'all ain't got it. Everybody that said they ain't got it, I mean, they got to take it, man. They got to take it hard. Tom Brady.
Why were they acting like they were the underdogs, though? What was that about? Can you tell me about that? As yourself being the coach, why would they play the underdog role when the entire world knew?
I'm going to tell you what it was.
Yeah, please.
No, I'm going to tell you what it was. What it was is this. That's why it's so masterful what Belichick was able to do. And it's not Brady. It's the system. Because he takes, again, remember I said Kyle Van Noy? He was a
53.
A piece of liquid trash that the Lions discarded. He goes to New England. They have a brotherhood, a system. They embrace
right.
him. You got to do your job. This is where we need you to be. We don't need no hot dog players. And it is what it is. And now he wins the Super Bowl champion. And he walks around there like he's been with the Patriots for 5 years.
Right.
Steelers,
you know what I mean?
Dolphins, Titans, and Lions. Those are the 4 teams that beat the Patriots.
Yeah. And
Steelers,
the Jaguars.
Dolphins,
the Jaguars
Titans,
beat them too.
Lions.
And the Jaguars.
The Jaguars beat them?
Yep, 31-20.
Did they? Yeah, they did.
Yep.
That was probably
one of
the better games the Jags had.
The Jags, that was the best game the Jags had.
That was the only game they had. That was the only game they had.
Right.
Hold on, before
we continue, guess who beat the Chiefs 40-43 in the season?
We're talking about the Lions?
No, the Patriots beat them 40-43 in the regular season.
Are you talking
Kansas City Chiefs? Yeah, that was a shootout. That was
yes,
a shootout.
Sir.
Yeah, that was a shootout.
The Patriots,
yeah.
That's right.
They should have won that game. They should have won that game. They shouldn't have won that game, though. See, this is my thing. There's only one quarterback right now. I hate to keep bringing this guy's name up. The hottest quarterback in the NFL that is the most unpredictable that you cannot stop other than making sure he don't get on the field is Patrick Mahomes. And the damage that that young man did this season, oh boy. Because he's got a tight end in Kelce who's a threat. He don't block like Gronk. Nobody can cover Tyreek Hill, the fastest little mini-me in America.
In America, right.
And in America. America.
Right.
And if he gets if he gets a running back, only thing missing from the Chiefs, I hope they go defense and show up that secondary because they have the poorest defense.
They have the poorest secondary.
Is secondary
the worst position in the NFL now with these
yes.
fours?
You know what? Yes and no.
NFL record for touchdowns was this year.
Yeah, but it's about schemes, though, because the Patriots get down to coaching at the end of the day, man. I mean, you know, McVay was hot, sexy, deer in the headlights, but you got to have a running game. The Eagles don't win the Super Bowl if they don't have a running game. And how about this? Forget about the offense. Let's talk about that filthy D-line.
Starting
with Ndamukong Suh, man, who sold Aaron Donald completely out.
No, don't say that, though. I got to be devil's advocate.
Yes, he did. Oh, no, man.
I want to say it like this.
They can tackle one.
Go back and look.
They can play one-on-one. They double Donald
right.
every play after the first drive of the game.
Tell them. They're not calling out,
but. How about triple team? Listen, go back and
look. Hey, check this out.
I see why Sue ran off the field. I see why he ran off the field. And Dominic Sue.
What you did?
Sue didn't make a play.
No, he didn't. He only got the back for like twice.
Yeah, whole game.
But look, you want to know why?
He
was putting him back.
He had two tackles recorded for the game.
Hey, and did you see them have him lined up back in?
Forget all that. He was up inside, though, man. Listen.
Yeah.
When they started really running the ball, he was up inside, dude. He didn't make a play.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, Dominic gets so mad. This is true. Hey, look. Don't give me. You know what? Here go another one for Sue, man. Listen.
I want one more.
Listen.
I want one more for Sue.
Listen. Here go Sue again.
Sue! Thank you.
I told him what was up.
Listen, they had, I saw
NFL mic'd up, you know, where they have, you know, everybody's mic'd up and they had the montage of what was going on in the Super Bowl, right? And I didn't see the beginning of it, but I caught the middle of it. And Aaron Donald, you know, he was like just talking to himself. He goes, man, he said the last two plays was on me. last two plays on me. So he said he's sitting next to Sue. So before he said that, when he said that, Sue looked at him in this perplexed look, like, "What you mean?" And see, instead of him like, "Man, you didn't." Okay, you saw that. Instead of him turning to Sue and saying, like I would have said, "Dog, I'm getting triple and double teamed. You should have been wrecking.
You should be making right because I'm cussing Pud off. Pud knowing."
Hey, y'all got to give out the numbers.
And Pud gonna do it to me, vice versa,
man. Hey, man, give out those numbers, man. Dominic and Sue. And look, he was on a 1-year deal, so he won't be back.
Oh, you think so?
Oh,
no,
man. That was the next question. That was my next question. They not going to re-sign him?
He ain't coming back, man. Nah, man.
Oh.
929-477-4182.
929-477-4182.
Call in, man. Tell us how you feel about this Sue deal, man. It's
4182. Yeah. Now, listen, I do have a caller on the line, man. You want me to let him on the line? And because we still got open mic. We're going 90 minutes tonight instead of the usual hour.
All night. Tell him to come on. We can come in.
I'm going to bring this caller in. Welcome to Heavy Talk.
Hello?
Caller, you there?
Caller, are you there?
You about to get this bomb.
Caller.
Hey, you about to get this bomb. 313-310-5685.
Caller, you there? Say hi.
You don't want this bomb. You do not want this bomb. I can't believe, that you guys, if you want to listen to the show, that's cool, but we're looking for interaction, man. All you cats that sit back in the woods listening to Heavy Talk, now you get a chance to talk and you don't want to talk.
Yeah, because I'm talking to people on Facebook now, talking about what time they want, what time can they call. You can call now. We got a lot to say, man. I told y'all, me and Pug got something to say.
Got something to say, man.
585 on hold. I'm gonna put your mute caller, and once the other calls come in, I'm gonna come back to you and see if you want to talk. But anyway, back to the conversation. Dominic and Sue, I am now. You talking about a disappointment, man? I am like really. Now I see why the Lions did resign. I would have gave him no money. He don't deserve no money. Man.
No, you can't say that, Coach. You're not giving enough. You're not giving enough props to how good the Patriots O line is either.
No,
that's the best offensive line.
I'm not gonna argue. Go ahead.
No.
Sonny Michel started pounding the ball second half up the gut.
Yes, he did.
Who was in the box?
It don't matter.
What I'm saying is, they were down-blocking and fold-blocking, too.
Yes, they were. Yes, sir.
They was kicking him out of the gap, man.
Yes, they were.
I said that, too. Yes.
Here's the thing about Sue, all right? We don't expect him to make no tackles. Y'all would agree with that, right? He ain't going to be the dominating Reggie White, you know.
No, he just disrupted. He disrupted.
Okay, yep. So most disruptors, right, they take the contact, right? And they take bodies with them, right?
They take the beatings. Right.
Right.
Looked like he didn't want to take no beatings. He didn't give his body up. Go back and look at the video. He wasn't giving his body up.
I can't agree with that, Coach.
What?
I can't agree with that.
Now, hey, I'm going to tell y'all something, right? Hey, hold on. Put, you remember me saying, damn, I know Sue lazy, but – Do y'all think he meant to do that? One player looked like he just gave up. You don't remember me saying that at the party, bud?
Exactly.
Yeah, you did say that.
Exactly.
You said you see him give up on plays on film.
Thanks.
Dude, he was just giving up.
He reminded me of like he played some out
the show. I'm going to bring another call into the show.
Come on with it.
313 915-8613. Welcome to Heavy Talk.
What's the deal?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on? It's Torres West, the QB for the Michigan Gators. What's going on?
My man, T. Ware,
what's going on?
What's
the
word,
Madden legend.
Had to support my
the
baby,
Madden legend.
Man,
really appreciate you, Torres, man.
No problem,
man. Football himself.
Hey, did you watch that
Gator
Super Bowl,
man.
Torres?
Absolutely. You know I did.
How you feel about it?
Okay, look, well, let's talk about Sue first, though. We was on Sue.
Right.
Ask him about what's your impression of how Sue played, considering that he was getting single cover and they were triple and double teaming Aaron Donald.
Well, Sue don't got the biggest motor, you know. He appeared in flashes, so he made some disruptive plays and spurts. But Sue not the same Sue no more. So, you know, he's going to win his one-on-one battles, but if you're expecting him to just dominate on that island every play like he used to, that's not Sue.
That's why
he
when
did
they
it
put
for
him
two
at Torrance,
he did
like,
it for 2 weeks. He did it for 2 weeks. He did it for 2 weeks.
Yep.
He was the old
but he's lazy.
For 2 weeks.
Hey,
Hop
said
it
last week. He said, Sue, Hop said it last week on the show, Sue was the best D tackle on the Rams right now because he's getting the one-on-one and he's winning. He did not win one one-on-one battle.
When you got a good run,
he didn't win one one-on-one battle Sunday.
When you don't know if
you're
going to rush the passer or if you got to tackle the running back, that's going to throw everything off. Once the Patriots offense didn't do much, but when they got their run game going, the play action started going, the pass rush disappeared. So once the Patriots was so violent, it kind of negated the pass rush because I don't know if I'm going to reach out for this running back or I'm going to keep going for Brady. Got to check your run principles first as a defensive lineman. You know, check your keys.
I'm
going
to
Brady,
I'm gonna say this. Aaron Donald, there was two or three sequences of plays where he was triple teamed. He's already a smaller D-line. And he looked very small when he was being attacked by two and three Patriot linemen. And it was quite obvious that – no matter what was going on, Aaron Donald was not going to beat him. He got to Brady one time, and he shook Brady up
and
rallied down. I thought Brady was about to come out his shoulder pad. And that was the last time you saw him. But
you never seen him in the backfield again.
No, you didn't.
Hey, Sue actually lost him the game, too.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, I'm talking about.
Oh, wow.
He got to playing so undisciplined, got to doing wild ass swim moves, open up wide ass holes.
He just was looking terrible.
Yeah.
He was terrible.
You get desperate. Like, when you got a team that's. You got to take a chance. You're like, I got to make this swim move. I got to make this big play. Like, when you play against a team who don't make mistakes, you got to not make a mistake because they waiting for you to do that dumb ass swim move, and then they're going to bust up for 30. Like, all I see is swim move. Him putting his arm over the D tackle. Yeah, you 2 yards in the backfield, but they let you, dummy.
Hey, you know, that's very telling what you just said, Torrance, because I can remember a couple sequence of plays where he looked like a guy that was on a canoe without a rule. Or, like, wait a minute, where am I going? I don't know why they kept
I'm just out here.
I don't know why they kept. The gimmick was cool, but I never really understood why Wade kept putting him at DN because, for one, any type of straight
line
pass rush, it didn't help at all. And then he played – I can't remember the other D tackle that got more reps than him, but he kept using him a lot. So that's why I was –
Brockers
can't
set the edge.
No, he can't set the edge. Now, the other guy is
he
way
get
better.
Hold on.
Him.
Let's be honest. Gronk was manhandling Brockers. That's why he couldn't
set
the edge.
I don't know why y'all acting like he wasn't. Gronk was manhandling
him. He was getting bullied.
I mean, no one said
the whole game.
It's not holding. It's holding every play.
Well, first of all, Gronk was wearing a titanium nitric oxide forearm sleeve that had probably all kinds of titanium steel in it. He was throwing that flip quite convincingly. So, you know, not to mention he's about 6'8", at about 272 pounds. So, I mean, yeah, but at the end of the day, we got to take a quick break and then we're going to come back and get into the segment. But at the end of the day, man, those of you Sue fans, I was his fan. I was a believer.
I'm still a Sue fan.
Dominated without making the tackle. He showed me that
he was normal.
Man. He was normal.
He showed that he was normal.
He disappeared, man. And this goes out to Sue, man. Because he needs to pay everybody on that D line, especially Aaron Donald. Because Aaron Donald looks so lost in the NFL, mic'd up. Dog, I got to make some plays. What do you mean?
I got to watch it, man. Y'all finna make me go watch it.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break, and then we're going to get into our topic. Torrance, you're more than free to stay on the line and interact as we need you. You're listening to Heavy Talk.
Thanks for calling in.
With Robbie
G. Thanks for calling in, QB.
And Pudge.
No problem.
All right, welcome back to Heavy Talk. I'm your moderator, Tim Hopkins, and our host, Robbie G. and Pud. And this is how the show goes. We're going to go into topics, and we're into segment two. You can call in at 929-477-4182. Follow Heavy Talk at Twitter, at HeavyTalk1. Also, give them that Instagram.
HeavyTalk1. IG, HeavyTalk1. Heavy Talk
and
at
also
Heavy Talk One, and then also on Facebook at Heavy Talk Podcast.
All right, so now we had a good discussion, and Torrance and the other caller, I just put you guys on mute until we get into the interaction, and then I'll add you guys back, so just be patient with us. We decided that we were going to talk about enablement, and I'm going to let Pudge start it off, and then we'll get into segment three, which is Strong Arm Fathers, and then segment four will be Spotlight, and the team spotlight this week will be the Seminole. So let's get right into it, and the floor is yours, Pud.
Okay. Well, for the spotlight this week, you know, we start talking about the roles that's played in relationships. So the question I have, you know, just for you two, is basically how do you feel the roles now in relationships based on, you know, not even just with fathers, because most people, last week we kind of went hard on the fathers of R. Kelly. I'm just talking about in general. What's the roles in relationships today? And is social media controlling relationships? Are there even relationships nowadays? I'm just asking. Robbie G, can you help me out with that?
I'm here, man. You switched it up on me. Because now you just talk about the relationship period. We were talking about enabling. But if we're going to talk about the role in relationships, to me,
Hop, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I can't hear where RBG. I couldn't hear him. I think his phone kind of cut out. So just keeping it going. I just want to know. I know you're probably about to, one of his wires probably loose. You know he got that Nokia.
Oh, see, there you go. You see how he popped in since I said Nokia?
Yeah, yeah.
Hello?
So let's kind of.
All right, here I go. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
You
disappeared for a minute. It's all good.
All right, you're good.
We're good. But hey, wait a minute.
Let's go back.
Get into it, though. Let's go back to enablement, bring it back into the subject matter of the segment. Tie that into what Pud said, but bring it back to the enablement.
Right, because he went somewhere else. That's what I was saying.
Okay, well, bring it back. We good. Now just bring it back.
Okay, as long as y'all can hear me, I want to make sure y'all can hear me because y'all just getting quiet on me. All right, if you want to go there, we can, like, it's just something different with me because I don't understand the whole relationship thing with social media now anyway because women now are, well, it's the same thing as enabling. Watch this, Hop. Do you know women are cool with putting their man on Facebook, right, but covering his face?
Right.
They'll
put
an emoji. They'll put an emoji over their man face.
Was that really a man?
I thought
that girls did that to cover up that he was ugly. There's a lot of ugly dudes out here. Shout out to all the ugly brothers. shout out to all the
boy faces. And then you wonder why this dude cheats.
Let me ask you this. What man in his right mind, right? Okay, because if she's taking a picture and putting an emoji over his face, I'm pretty sure they're Facebook friends, okay? And if somebody, you know, my significant other did something like that to me, the first infraction would mean that, you know what, you probably ain't the one anyway. And then I would probably reciprocate by doing some other medieval activity. So anybody that would allow their face to be emoji, unless there's a creep tip and you juggling two different menus, that's the only reason why I could see something like that happen.
Yeah, but it don't even be that. I'm talking about these be the faithful girls. It's like you want your man to cheat. You let him be cool with the fact that you making sure nobody knows who he is. He don't know that he with you, so he can continue doing what he doing with the rest of them.
Wait a minute. Let me marinate on that again. You're saying that basically the female does it because she doesn't want her trolling, trifling friends to backdoor her. Is that what you're saying? Which allows the free pass. Well, what are you saying? Because I'm not getting how. If you're scratching out, cause let's use you for an example.
Right.
Your woman puts you on Facebook, right? And y'all Facebook friends, and yet your face is scratched out. What is your response?
What's going on with you? Why I gotta be all stressed out? Am I ugly? Like Bud said, like I'm going there.
What needs to happen is? That's what needs to happen.
You had to catch myself because I was going to go off. But see, my thing is this. That's how I'm going to take it. But right now,
That's insulting, man. That's
see, hold on. Hop, that's your age bracket. Y'all gonna look at it as insulting. Other guys are looking at it, they still can play the field.
No, I get that. I mean, look, first of all, if that's being stealth though. Because if any man, first of all, I get what that's why I said earlier that if somebody did something like that, you already got in your mind as a man, or you ain't the one anyway, so I'm gonna play along. Keep scratching my face out so I can still troll. That's what I was trying to say.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I can still play my game too. I can play that game a little bit better than you. Yeah, I can do what I can.
Yeah,
and
which means you got to be dumb as rock if you really want to know the truth about it. I mean, you got to be a dumb female for that. I got a bunch of callers, man, and so we're gonna kind of knock some of these calls out, and we're still gonna stay on topic. 313-957-9440. Welcome to Heavy Talk.
What's up, fellas? This your boy Fraze.
Who we speaking with?
This Fraze, man. This your boy Fraze. What's the word?
Man,
I'm hearing the conversation y'all having, man. Y'all having a good topic, man. I like this topic, man. You know I like topics, man. Y'all know how I am about my topics, man.
Yes, I like the topic y'all got going on right now. Topic, man. What you got for us, man? How you feel about that, man?
Man, the way I feel about the situation as far as the roles has changed, the roles have changed. You want to know why, though? It's because a lot of men nowadays ain't doing what they supposed to do as men off rip. You know what I'm saying? It's all about your foundation. You know what I'm saying? It's about how you make a porch. Your porch only going to stay up if your foundation right. You feel what I'm saying? So when you first get with a female and your foundation ain't right and you showing her that you a needy person or you can't stand on your own two feet, she gonna always feel like she gotta take care of you, or feel like you ain't being the man you supposed to be because the role is changing because she's sitting up here. She making sure you got money in your pocket. She making sure you got gas in your car. She making sure you ate today. You know what I'm saying? That's how the nowadays the roles has totally changed.
So that's why that's why he gets his face blacked out. Interesting.
Yeah,
no,
it do. Because think about
a real man.
That was my next question. That was my next question.
A real man.
Hey, a real – no, but see, Frazier brings an interesting concept to it. See, because a real brother that's taking care of business, that's paying to be the car to be the boss first thing, ain't going to go for no, why are you blocking me out? You get the quick bomb activity. But
the way I feel about social media and relationships, I feel like – and when you're in relationships, sometimes you don't need to be friends with your mate in social media. Depending on the type of person you are.
And depending on
real
what you're doing.
Depending on what you're doing.
I agree with that 100-fold.
No, I ain't even saying that fans because you got to be cheating or nothing. Sometimes some women and some men are jealous and don't understand that you have friends. And you have friends. You got people that you've been cool with for years. Like some women and some men don't understand that. So sometimes you don't want to be friends with your mate on Facebook because it starts off like, why would you want to be in the house arguing about Facebook and you 30 and up? You feel what I'm saying?
I feel you 100%.
Yeah, I can honestly raise my hand and say I haven't had
because, see, my thing is this. Social media. Hello, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, we hear bro.
Okay, social media is really for, I call it entertainment. It's really for fun.
Fact.
Yeah.
I'm on
Fact.
Social media to get me, it's another outlet. Now, I'm not saying be on it all day, you know, this, that, and third, but it's all fun. It's to see your old classmates. It's to see people that you don't interact with.
Some people use it as a validation to say, hey, I'm here. You know what I mean?
I'm just going to get to that.
I need
to have some attention.
Absolutely. It'd be a lot of people cloud chasing on Facebook. Like, that's, you got to think about it. Facebook is where the person that's normally not popular in the open eye, in the open world, can be whatever they want to be on Facebook. They can be the most popular person in the world. But you can see them in person, they lame as hell. I mean, well, excuse my friend, they lame in the mug. You know what I'm saying? You got to think about it. Rob, put me. Just take us three, for instance. People know us, period, outside of Facebook. We don't even say football. We just going to say outside of Facebook. People know us, popularity. People know us. Now, it can be somebody just like us. I mean, it could be somebody totally opposite of us on Facebook, though. But popular as hell, popping. And you would think, like, damn, this nigga popular, and he not even that way, because Facebook give you a whole nother life. Am I lying, though?
No.
No.
Hey,
we're going to bring another caller into the – actually, I'm going to bring in a couple callers in there. And Frazier, we do not use the N-word. 248.
Oh, yeah, I won't use it no more. I will not use it no more.
I meant to say it.
Oh,
I won't use it no more. No profanity.
Okay. No N-word. Okay.
Happy Black
I'm glad
History
y'all
Month,
that
brother.
Disclaimer. No N-word.
Brother. My brother.
My brothers.
Look, I'm going to say about that. I was heard y'all listening about the social media thing. When y'all was talking, y'all just talking about the social media and the women or whatever and what's going on. And like, praise just hit.
Who this Cash? That's
like,
Cash, ain't it?
Yeah,
that's Cash. I know that voice.
Yeah, what's good, bro? And then, like, how you saying, like, basically, how you saying, like, your woman, and you can't be friends or whatever. I feel like it's really your woman just need to understand the type of person you is. Like, I done had issues with women who, like, they coming to buy a shirt from me, and they be like, well, why is she always talking to you? Like, she's a customer. Yeah, I don't understand.
Right,
like, why is me talking
to you? And that goes too. Hey, with that being said, too, man.
Can I go with you to drop the shirt off? Like, no, bitch.
You can't go with me.
Oh,
no.
We got to get.
Shit, why? Wow,
drop the missile. We got to drop the missile. We can't be using
Hello.
That type of.
Hold on. Yeah.
Hit him with crazy on mute.
I use the bad word.
You good, Cat. We look. Here's the thing about the heavy talk social media. We keep it real. We keep it heavy, but it's just certain words that we can't use. We can't fit. Yeah, like the N bomb. We can't use that. We can't make slurs against the LGBT community, but as far as ass,
not at all, not at all.
You can throw the B bomb in there all day long, asshole. We won't use the MF word or the F word because it's just not sexy. And people that are trying to pick up the show that want to come to the show, we don't want to run them away. But everything else is
yeah.
all good. I'm pretty sure everybody.
I will not be on this radio show talking like Richard Pryor stand up. Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Right.
Exactly. Hey, hello, can y'all guys hear me? Hello. Hello.
Yeah, we can hear you, Rob. We can hear you. We can hear you. Are you there yet?
No.
Are you there
yet? I am.
Are you there?
Okay. Okay.
Are you there?
All right, hold on.
Just open up another cage for you to get to, Rob.
No, listen. I want to pick back up where Mike went.
Some dudes that's not like that too.
Hold on, y'all. Mike Cass just said some of the realest thing ever because I go through that with my shirts and my other podcast as well. Your woman have to understand who you are and what you are in the city as well.
Bingo.
Now, if she know that you are lame out in the world, not saying that you are lame, but, you know, you're not that type of person, but on social media, that's what you is, then you are lame. So you know you
right.
just using social media to get women. But if you really
mm-hmm.
handling your business and you doing this and that, and you know what I'm saying, you got a nice face in the city, you know people going to come at you. So, no, me and you don't
mm-hmm.
need social media friends,
mm-hmm.
baby, because you can't handle this.
And I hate when she tried this. Has she ever tried to act? Well, what if I did this? Like, women, you don't have to
yes.
have business. Go to work.
And it's like, no, you're not me.
Hey.
Go to work.
The funniest stuff be this, guys. Hey, guys. This is the funniest stuff ever right here. Why didn't you make me a WCW? I'd be like, ain't MCM before Wednesday? What?
Yeah,
I told
Monday
you
is way before Wednesday.
Monday is way before Wednesday. Why did I get an MCM? But you want to make MCM?
Social
come
media.
Come on now, man.
Social media.
That don't make no
listen.
Sense, man.
Listen. Y'all going to have. Y'all
gonna, they go all the tendency.
Hey, listen. If y'all keep this up, both of y'all Valentine's Day going to be with each other.
Crazy.
Hey, listen,
crazy.
I'm in the doghouse right now, bro.
Down.
I've been sleeping in the basement for like a week, nigga. I ain't lying. I'm in the doghouse right now. I'm messed up.
Could I be sleeping in the basement for a week, baby?
What's wrong with that?
For a week. And that's right. My girl is Rob Cook. So Rob said, you know how crazy Powers is, man. I've been basement.
Everybody.
Hello?
Say, listen.
Yeah.
Oh, he muted all of us.
I can hear
you there.
Okay.
He's
yeah, I'm here.
He's dropping bombs out here. He's dropping bombs. That actually goes back to what I was saying before, fellas. How you see how y'all just painted all these pictures, and it's all evolving around social media. Now, I do want to add to the fact that both, like, three of us on here, well, four of us on here, but, you know, Mike Cash got Heavy Load Entertainment, Robbie G with the Beer Nation, and, you know, myself with 1A and the Heavy, and the Coach Hop Show, we all entrepreneurs, black men in the city. But
Facts.
Those are things that we all deal with success. So with success, there is a responsibility as brand ambassadors that we have to, you know, abide by. We can't make ourselves feel like they're not who they are.
But at the same time, that comes from the man they have dated before you. The man they dated before you wasn't popular. He probably wasn't popping. So some women don't know how to, some people, I ain't going to say women, I'm going to say people because it can go both ways. You know, women and men. You know what I'm saying? If that person before you wasn't popping.
You are 100% correct, Frazier. Nine times.
You know what I'm saying? If that person wasn't popping like that, and then all of a sudden you get with somebody that's popping, you're going to be like,
that is popping. That's right.
You ain't going to know how to act with it. Because I'm going through it right now. I swear to God on my life. Hey, y'all my brothers. I've been knowing y'all all for years. Hey, listen, all y'all my brothers. I've been knowing y'all for years. I'm going through that right now. Because I'm with a woman that was with somebody or with guys that wasn't as popping as me. They probably was popping, but not as popping as me or people know me. Because now when we go out to Walmart, we go anywhere. Praise, people happy to see me. She's not used to that. You know what I'm saying? Who is that? Who is, you know what I'm saying? Like, how you know them?
She don't like it at all.
She don't like that. Right, because she don't, cause she ain't used to it. She used to being with a lane. Sometimes people be with lanes and don't know they lanes until they get with somebody else and be like, oh, damn, dog was a lane.
Some people deserve to be with lanes. Like, that's what's going to make their life right. You just can't handle the type of lifestyle.
You actually right.
Yeah, they got to have a lane
right.
to justify the dominance. Some women like lanes because they can dominate them. But
yeah, they can run over them. They can talk bad about them. Yeah, it's little stuff like that.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But then again,
I need a female caller to call in to give us a feedback.
Yeah, we need a female caller, man.
Reach out. 929-477-4182. Somebody call in right now. Some females, just tell me.
Man, I'm about to tag this on my wall. Don't worry, I'm about to tag it on the wall.
Tag it on the wall.
Tag it on the wall. I'm about to tag it on the wall.
I argue with nothing on Facebook women on my set, so I don't want to tag them.
We're going to take a quick break.
Cash dumb, bro.
And then when we come back, we'll get into segment three. Segment two was strong. Could have been a little stronger. But segment three is smoking. Because we're going to be talking about strong arm fathers. Marinate on that for a minute. Strong arm father. What?
Sound like a dead
that mean?
You gonna see that? You better see.
What does that mean? You're listening to Heavy Talk again. Catch us on Twitter at Heavy Talk One. Get that IG out there for the bride and the
IG. Follow us on Instagram at Heavy Talk One. Also follow us on Facebook, Heavy Talk Podcast.
We'll be back in a couple seconds, maybe 1 minute. You're listening to Heavy Talk. All right, and we're back. You're listening to Heavy Talk. We're going to keep the wheel spinning. Strong-arm fathers. What does that mean? Well, the people at Heavy Talk, we're going to get real heavy.
That's the music.
Well, give me that heavy, heavy. How heavy do we want to go when we talk about strong arm fathers?
Strong arm fathers, dog, is very heavy.
Some of you strong arm fathers.
It's heavy like
a
bring.
We're going to bring the cash back in a minute, but we want to kind of kick that off, and I'm going to throw it out to you first, Rob, and then Bud, and then we'll bring Frank and Cash back in. Remember, call in 929-477-4182 to join in on the conversation. What does strong-arm fathers mean?
Can you hear me?
I got to open up another hallway for Rob to walk through.
Hello?
Oh, yeah, you got to open him up.
You know, his thing is, hello, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Are you there yet? Are you there yet?
Yes.
Long as you can hear.
I just opened up another portal. Okay.
All right, you can hear me. Listen up. Hold on, y'all. Let's get right to it. If your son is trying to do his best, because it's all for fun, when they're young and they're playing these sports, whether it's baseball, football, basketball, hockey, soccer, tennis, at a certain age, or even when they get older, they're probably just playing for the fun of the sport. Okay. Most of these fathers, ones that are there, are trying to grab their kids and make them be this all around beast that they couldn't be. Make sense?
Ooh.
You sitting there, you trying to make your kids.
Can you repeat that, please?
You sitting there and you trying to make your son be this amazing beast that you never was. And you doing everything in your power talking about you trying to perfect his game when actually you trying to live through your son. You hear me?
I'm hearing you loud and clear. Loud and clear.
You're not perfecting his game. You're strong-arming him to be what you wasn't.
Ooh.
You're pushing him to be a better football player than you. And that ain't nothing wrong with it, but it is when you're going overboard. And you had to
now practice. That's very, very interesting.
You had to practice
because,
and you grabbed
now
him
you,
up.
Now you both are coaches. Yeah. Y'all both coaches, so y'all know a little bit more personal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say this. Very interesting topic. To me, strong arming is, as Pud said, and you guys have played and phrased and cast. I'm going to bring you guys back in a second. But it's amazing to me how, and you guys have played with some guys, went to high school with some guys, and they really wasn't those guys. They really didn't make an impact, but yet they're on the other side and they have a son or whatever. And the son is actually more God-gifted than the dad. But yet,
right, for
you
sure.
Have to stick your chest out. Instead of sticking your chest out and saying, I'm proud of my son, I'm proud of what he's doing, I'm going to do whatever it takes. You want to live the moment that you were incapable of living. And now you put more pressure on your son. You put more pressure on your son than needed. And then when it doesn't go the way it didn't go for you because you weren't good enough, you impact your son and put him in a situation. And I'm going to just get right to the chase. And I'm going to bring some
get
more
right
calls in because we picked up another call. I'm going to tell you right now.
Okay.
The example of what I'm talking about that is the bell cow for this whole conversation in Strong Arm Fathers is Lonzo Ball.
Oh, yeah. The Ball family.
No, no, wait a minute.
What he going to be? Hold on. Let your son be what he's going to be. I listened to him today.
He is killing his career.
Deadline. He's killing his career.
Yeah.
He's killing his career because he talks too much. But here's the thing. I'm all for the baller brand and all that, man, and pump it out there, and we got to support and all that. But, man, it wasn't good enough to make it to the NBA. Your son has exceptional skills, and he's in an organization with a NBA icon. Okay?
Yeah.
Who can nurture him, but you got to be the face of the nation. And then when it ain't going right or you want to put this thing where you want to clash with Luke Walton, we all know Luke Walton was a bum as a basketball player, okay? But he's the coach of the Lakers for now. And because you want to get into a pissing contest because he's trying to teach your son that he's got to crawl before he walks, and you out here talking about, well, you know, he made a statement today that was so unbelievable, I couldn't believe it. He goes, if they trade Lonzo, LeBron will never win a championship. Now, that had to be the most ignorant thing I've ever heard. Yes,
wow.
He said,
I didn't know
he said
that.
No, I didn't even. I've been waiting to hear what he had to say about it.
He said it on Undisputed, bro. He said it on Undisputed.
Oh, my God.
Because Shannon and Skip Bayless were giving it to him the other day. So they brought him on the show. And then he made another comment, you know, because Shannon talked about his grandmother passionately. He goes, see, when you going to start giving the granddaddy some credit? Because you never talk about your grandfather. He goes, that's not true. Just because you're a strong father, man, you can kill the mojo in your son because you're trying to dominate something that he's got to stand on his own 2 feet, which gets us back to the enablement. So my thing is, man, if you wasn't that good of a player or an athlete, if you wasn't that good as a player and an athlete, then I'm going to back up because I'm the moderator, and I'm going to let you guys take over. I'm going to bring Fraser and Cass back in. Y'all go at it. If you can't just sit your ass down and pass the water bottle or go get some Gatorade when you need it, change his gym shoes, manage a nonprofit, sit your ass down and be quiet. Because you can't demand to tell nobody where you want your son to play. And he ain't even win an NCAA title. That's true. That's true.
I'm done with it.
Well, just to climb back on board about Strong Garmin.
I gotta admit something. Even though I don't have a son, I am a big brother to little brothers. And with my little brothers, I almost felt as if I could live the rest of my career and everything I wanted to do through them. And they were rebellious. They're like, oh, no. I don't want to play sports. I love music. Other brother, I'll play it because I'm athletic, but it's not my passion. And that's the real role most fathers hit with their children, because their children still got to find their identity. And that's the clash. I can't find out who I am because you too busy trying to make me into you. I've experienced it. My dad wasn't really pushing me to play sports. It was more of the area I grew up in, on the west side of Detroit, playing football, playing basketball, baseball. You had to be good in sports just to be around. You can't be one of the cool kids if you couldn't play. So the pressure as a kid was so heavy growing up because you had to be good at something. You had to be. If you couldn't play sports, you better be able to do 5 backflips off a porch without busting your head.
Something had to be amazing about you to be around us. See, my thing is this.
Yeah.
Let me get a piece of it, bud. My thing is this. Yeah. I got an older son. I have 2 sons, right? My youngest son he'll be 7 this year. Nas don't want to play nothing but soccer as of right now. We just got there. He want to play soccer, right? My oldest son is 17. He'll be 17. Rob was an amazing football player. Like, really can play. But Rob don't want to do that. Should I kill him because he don't want to play football?
No.
You feel me? I never was out there. I come to the practice and just fold my arm. Rob was so good, I didn't even know that was Rob. He's sitting there, every time he made a tackle, he was looking at me nodding his head. Because I'm like, that ain't you. You can't play. You can't run the ball. But he didn't want to do that. So I just feel like, let that child be what he want to be. Let him grow up to be himself. Mm-hmm. Don't force him to do something because you want him to do it. That's just my take on it.
At the same time, football was a real good character builder. Growing up, you know what I'm saying? You can equate a lot of the game of football to the game of life, to tell you the truth.
Life, for sure.
I feel like, when I have a son, I'm not going to say I'm going to push him to do it, but at least you're going to play a season or something. You know what I'm saying?
No, for sure. You're going to put him out there.
You can understand.
You're going to
put
look,
a season in or something.
You're
going to
put him out there. Yeah. Hey, Mike, yeah, put him out there. Let him see it. But if he don't like it, you got to accept that.
Right. But I ain't raising no quitters either. So you can't quit week one. You gonna finish the season.
That's a strong arm line. That's a strong arm line. I ain't raising no quitters.
That's a bad thing, though.
No, it's not a bad thing.
I don't think that's bad. I wouldn't want to teach my girl.
I won't say it's bad, but I'll say this. The way times are from when we were kids and how kids are now is so different that if you force yourself on your child is very highly likely to find a father figure in somebody less than you. And I'm talking about overall, because they listen and they understand who they are. That's why I hate to say it, in the city of Detroit, gangs are not coming back into play because the fathers are forcing their way through these young men, and they find a love in another guy a year or two older than them that he don't even really know, but he's going to allow me to be myself.
I'm going to roll with whatever I want to do.
He going to let me do whatever I want to do.
That's the times
that we in now. So,
but you know what?
You know, strong arm.
I'll say this, and I agree with Cass with this. That's the first instinct
that comes from an athletic dad. That's that first moment of clarity. Well, what do you mean you don't want to play football? Football is a character building, and you're not going to be a quick. I already know what Captain said. If my son, I got a bunch of nephews and whatnot. You know, I have a daughter biologically, but you know, I don't really want to do all that. And you go like, what you mean you don't want to? Man, you get ready. It's in your genes. But maybe it's really not. And you have that moment of clarity when you give them that first trial run. And I would say, you know, that first year, Cass, it's okay to be a strong arm that first year. But at some point during that year when you realize, this ain't for him, he just don't love it like I do, then you got to back off.
Right. Right.
But that's a different type of strong arm. That's just having a moment of clarity. But we're talking about the ones that roll around here. You know, my son should be getting his D1 scholarship, this, and this. But, y'all, when you played, you didn't even play. You didn't even play.
You never played. Right.
You didn't even play. You're respecting the funk of your son, and he's 10 times better than you were. So revel in the fact that what can I do to make him better? Don't be a LeVar Ball and be such a dominant figure that you put your son in, and he's in the NBA. He's a professional. Are you kidding me? You telling me anybody on this panel right now, your son was a millionaire, and the God gift through the DNA that you gave between your yolk and his mother created this phenom kid. And you ain't never dribbled 2 seconds in the NBA. And he done changed the whole family's life for generations. I'm going to sit my ass down. Hey, son, I'm here when you need me, but I'd rather be in Cancun. Let me know when the playoffs start. That's what your ass for me.
Right. I heard that in front. But he's a good dude. Like I said, I like LeVar Ball. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
what he said
I like
was,
him.
It was ridiculous what he said today. It was ridiculous what he said.
I got to see it. I really like him, and I like what he stands for.
You talking about when he said my son wasn't a loser until he started getting coached by Luke Walton?
Yes.
See, I didn't know he said that. Oh.
Yeah, he went too far.
He said my son was never a loser until he started getting coached by Luke Walton.
So you can't. So hold on, Cass. You saw what I saw. How far in did he go, though? He even said LeBron will never win a championship in L.A.
Yeah, he was name-dropping everybody. He was off the wall shit. Like, yeah, I seen that.
He was
definitely seen that.
Oh, he
was wild, man.
Hey,
he out of line.
I'll tell you something right now. If he wasn't gone, he's going to be gone.
Hey.
How you going to talk about Magic Johnson like that? How you going to talk about LeBron? I ain't no super LeBron fan, but rings are rings. You ain't on the same level as the king.
I don't know when it's going to happen, but I can see it happen. He's going to get did just like LeBron did his own mama. You can't come to the game for a month. Get up out of here.
You know what? I don't think he got the ball to do that, though. I don't think that's in him.
You don't think
so? Remember,
no, it's going to come with it.
Remember now, I think one of them, I can't remember if it was Skip or if it was Shannon, one of them said, well, don't you think you're putting a lot of pressure on your son and really you should kind of, like, let things play themselves out? And he's like, he blew up on it. I'm going to say that. How are you going to sit there and go on national TV and say what you said and then think things going to be cool because you don't like the fact that he was trying to teach your son some structure? And, well, man, he put my son in. You know, they said they wanted him to go to summer camp. He won the NBA title. And then all of a sudden, he get in the game. He played the first 4 minutes. And then they take him out. So now his head all messed up. Dude, he in the NBA. You think Luke Walton wasn't getting pulled in and out of games, sitting on the bench? How many minutes did Luke Walton play? Did he get the job? Was his old
I'm
man
13. Hell, he sat on the bench in L.A., didn't he?
Hell, yeah.
He sat on the bench
like
five, a lot.
13 minutes.
Right. Like, he right. In 13 minutes.
Dude, hey, let's call it what it is. He was the mop-up guy.
Yeah, he was. You know that. Them last little seconds. Hey, remember he used to get them little last little seconds when they winning? And he'd come in and get, like, a quick six and was happy as hell.
Yep. And then they'll always pan the camera to his daddy.
Yeah, all the time. That's right. They'll always show his daddy in the corner.
Crazy. After he scores six points, they go right to his daddy.
Hey, no,
okay,
come on, like
so I got a question. I got a question. I got a question about the ball, about the father. Will he be? Will this continue with his other sons that are potentially are becoming of NBA stars? Because he's not even the best ball
who
that's
said
in the
it?
League right now.
Wait.
No, he's not.
Who said that they're going to be?
Ball
who
is
said they're going to be? In, well, who said the other two are going to be any better, man? And look what he's doing to them. He got him playing.
Those other two kids,
they're
a little bit different. They're a little bit different, Pop. They're a little bit different.
LaMelo,
I know for a fact.
LaMelo
is different. Excuse me.
That's crazy.
Excuse me.
How different?
I know for a fact. LaMelo is 10 times different.
How so, though? That's the one that got caught in China stealing glasses, right?
He's a kid.
Yes. Karma San Diego. Yes.
No, but he's a kid.
That's the one that got caught stealing it.
He's a kid.
I know that, but my point is this. You're manipulating your kid. You're not even allowing him. First of all, if my brother's playing for the Lakers, I'm going to school in L.A. Why? How come he's not going to school or where a school where, you know, LeBron's son may go? But, you know, LeBron, like, man, I don't
because
want my kid around.
Because he's making his own identity. He's doing his own thing. His daddy left him with a well-known stand-up guy. And Jermaine Jackson in Ohio, and as you can see, he's getting more publicity at that school, Spire, than Kim Kardashian when she naked.
Damn.
Honest to God, y'all, and he down there and he doing his thing, and what's his name, Mr. Ball left that man there, left his son there with that man. I seen this with my own eyes. That boy lived with the teammates just like how we at home. That's how he lived with them. He don't play rich, nothing. Because you know his everyday car is a Lamborghini or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I drive around a damn Ram. That kid drive around in a Lamborghini anytime he wants to. He's none of that with them kids. He down there living a normal life. And I love it. And that man ain't have to release his son to some, excuse me, did you know that his head coach is black? Left him to that black man down in Ohio, and he doing his thing down there. Now, I respect that. That's why I started looking at him different.
Okay, but
I know,
okay,
I
that's
know,
why
I
wasn't good, right? Hey,
what'd you say, Mike? You ain't
good,
know that?
No, I ain't know that.
Yeah.
That's well and good, but
Jermaine
Jackson,
the head coach of Spire.
That's kind of like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, man, because at the end of the day, you got one son that's in the NBA. That's playing for an elite organization that's used to winning, that has an elite icon at its be-all, end-all in terms of bringing the resurgence back of the franchise, and you out on the national circuit talking smack about his coach, downgrading him, and then you're making comments about if they trade him, LeBron will never win a title. Now, at the end of the day, you probably gone out of L.A., because you have no control.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
So on one hand,
he's a great trade right now because he's not balling. He's great trade bait. 100%.
No, he's actually not. He's actually diminishing.
Why isn't he?
This is what his dad is doing. Because his dad won't be quiet. There's a lot of headaches coming with that kid. He don't have a real good jump shot. He's a playmaker. He's introverted, okay? He's not like LeBron. Mama, you just can't come no more. He's not like, you know, Michael Jordan's father. He's not like AI's mama. AI had to tell his mama to quit talking. You know what I'm saying? So he's never going to be like Skip Bayless said today. He said, well, what if your son came to you and said, Dad, just chill out. Oh, he ain't gonna say that to me. You know what I'm
that's
saying?
What he
like,
said?
We in this.
Yeah,
that's exactly what we in this together. So now,
Damn, man. Your son gonna end up like I said, that was the most bizarre. See, on one good, that's a great thing you just said, Rob. But the perplexing thought process in my analytical mind is, this is the same cat that's talking shit, and your son is in the gravy train with one of the greatest basketball players in the league, and you and your feelings because his name was brought up as trade bait. It's a business, dude. Baller ain't bigger than the NBA. Baller ain't bigger than the
everybody keep forgetting it's a business. That's a great quote. Hey, people forgot the business side of it. The Baller brand is not known in the NBA. It's known in high school. And that's where they're having their biggest problem.
We understand that. Don't get off topic because we're still talking about the strong arming of the father. So he's the perfect.
Right.
Y'all saying that he's the perfect strong armor.
But I'm saying is this strong arming? Now this is he go to defense for Mr. Ball. Is this strong arming when I literally built your celebrity? Because he built up his son to have
that
big name that he has right now.
That's right. That's why I said
he wouldn't have it.
He wouldn't be
that big without his daddy. He would not be
that's
that
right.
Big
listen,
without his
listen,
daddy.
Listen,
that's right.
Listen though. You're in a multi-billion-dollar industry. You got him in the door, right?
Yep.
Step behind the scenes, because he's been quiet all year.
Yeah, he was.
By the son getting traded. He didn't say a word. Build the brand, the gym shoes, the pop-up stores and all that. That's what you do. That's why I love what LeBron did with the four guys. And if you didn't see it, you need to look at it more than the athlete and how them guys came together. And they all have roles. And they all created identities within their roles, but it would never have happened without LeBron. But LeBron trusted them. The thing is, you're not letting your son grow up. You can't fight his battles in the NBA. Go ahead.
That's also from like outside looking in, because like everything y'all just said, like Dog did, you know what I'm saying? He created this path for his son. But, like, how we know, we really don't know. Maybe they be sitting down having conversations about this. Like, listen, this is going to happen. Because that was a bold statement when he was like, my son ain't never going to say nothing like that. And like, so, like, what if they might have private in-house conversations about what they going to do with
mindset,
each other's
careers. You want to know Mr. Ball mindset, though? And I want to, because I'm saying, I want to keep it on topic, too, because we're going everywhere with it. You want to know his mindset with everything, though? Get your money now. That makes sense because with my original podcast, it came from the shop, you know what that is. We went down there and we didn't talk to Mr. Ball, but you know, we interacted with his son and everything else. That's in them kids' mentality now. Get your money now, because it is a business, and he does understand that. So that's why he went the way that he went. You understand? That's why he took the route. He chose the route that he chose with attacking, with getting his businesses up, making sure he got a shoe deal. And the boy was in L.A. Hell yeah, he probably going crazy because not that's kind of you take him away from L.A. What's the next biggest market? New York, right?
New York or Chicago?
Or Chicago, right? You damn sure don't want him to come to Detroit. All he gonna do is start going to the casinos and hit them little hookers.
But guess what, though?
What's up?
You have to have a certain amount of tact about yourself. I'm not knocking nothing about nothing he's doing
what
for
he
his
doing?
Son. What I don't like is you don't get on TV, man, running your mouth, and your son is the one that's going to be impacted by a move that you're making.
A move you made.
Because even at some – yeah, move you made. Somebody even asked, and they said, well – was it your intention to kill the deal by saying you didn't want to go to New Orleans? And then at first he said no, and then he said, well, hey, I'd rather be in Phoenix again. And here's the other parallel. I'm going to flip it to football. The Mannings, okay, perfect example. Their daddy, Archie Manning, played All-American in Mississippi, got drafted by New Orleans. New Orleans was liquid trash ass as an organization. Daddy took so many shots, he wore more protective gear than Elway and Marino combined, all right? Never won.
I heard.
Okay? So the daddy took all them lumps right? Built up these two or three because I think the older brother was supposed to be a better athlete, but he never. Yeah, whatever
they say he was
the
best.
Really
he was a receiver, though. Go ahead.
Supposed to be the best, but obviously he really wasn't. But at the end of the day, that man said, you know what? I see what they're getting ready to do to my son. He pulled a power move, and my son is not going to play for you, okay, with Eli, okay? Matter of
yeah,
fact, I think Peyton did the same thing, okay? Did the same
exact
thing.
Peyton was supposed to went to San Diego, didn't he?
He said, I'll never play there because his dad realized I've gone through that. Now, if Ball's daddy had gone through something like that, I could digest what he's doing. But you didn't. So you really don't know what the unknown is because at the end of the day, you're in the right spot if you play the game. So when you lash out and
can
say,
I ask
you? We got about 12
I got a question,
minutes
Coach.
Before we yeah.
I got a question, Coach. Now,
yeah.
I understand what you're saying about him playing the game, right? But let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
As a marketing tool in the biggest platform in the world for sports is L.A., he is
okay.
bigger
yeah.
than his son, period.
Yeah,
that's
the
my
baller
point.
Brand.
That's
But it ain't, right,
so
it ain't
my,
his son.
It
ain't who it
but,
is. Baller Brand is them.
It's
but
them.
If you take
it's
him out of the equation,
family.
If you take LeVar,
yes.
if you take the father out of the equation, we don't even talk about Ball no more. Look who they just had on Undisputed earlier. It wasn't the player. It was the daddy. They want to know what he
no,
got
but
to
this
say.
Is my, but this is
he,
my point.
He's
this
the
my
ambassador
point.
Of the brand.
Mm-hmm. But no. But see, this is what I'm saying. If your son blows his knee out at this early stage of the game, right, does the baller brand, does it survive?
He got other offspring. Yes, it does.
What, but right now it ain't because, okay, listen, you got to be in the public eye, right? I understand what he's trying to do. But you don't kill the golden goose and cut your nose off to spite yourself.
For sure.
Because
oh,
your
yeah.
son has to be in a mental frame of mind to play basketball, and you as a father, just like Cash would say, you ain't no quitter, dog.
Yeah.
Now, you with the Icon and Magic Johnson, and then I'm off of this because we got to get to another topic. You with a stellar organization. Now, I don't agree with the head coach. Yeah, his dad was a legend, but he's white. But at the end of the day, son, I'm going to get you the best shooting coach I can find you. And while we doing this, man, get in your head that if he play you 4 minutes, you play the four hardest minutes that you ever play in your life and be ready. Stay ready. He don't tell his son that. He enabling his son, which is what the topic was in the beginning.
In the beginning, it's always
and
full circle. Enabling is always full circle. Remember, enabling is always full circle.
And you strong-arming at the same time. Because what would you have done if they could have got the deal for Anthony Davis, who happens to be managed by Clutch, who happens to manage LeBron? You ain't on that.
LeBron James.
Yep.
Yep.
You, that's what
right.
my problem is with the whole thing. That's my problem. You're not on the Icon status, man. You cannot go in a room with Jimmy Buffett and these billionaires and grab your nuts. And say, you know what? If he don't get that particular chair sitting at that table with y'all, we got a problem. Man, Jimmy Buffett and a couple guys and Jimmy Ivey and Dr. Dre, can you bring security over to escort them people out? We're good. We're done. That's what he's supposed to be doing, man. You're listening to Heavy Talk. We got about 10 minutes to go on the show. We're going to come right back. We're going to take a quick break. And then we're going to get into a team spotlight, the Seminoles. Cash, you still around, right?
Mm.
The Detroit Seminoles, semi-pro football.
So,
call us, call in 929-477-4182. 929-477-4182.
It's about to get heavy.
We'll be right Guess back. Who's back?
Tag that in on the board.
Troy, I know you're listening. We come.
And we're back. It's about 9 minutes. That was a pretty good segment. I didn't think it was going to go that long, but I'm going to step out of the way, and we have Team Spotlight, and the spotlight is on the Detroit Seminoles.
Oh,
a little bit louder now.
Shout out to the Detroit Seminoles. Highlight spotted team of the week. The most prolific winningest program in the state of Michigan for semi-pro football, led by head coach Robert Hunt.
Coach Robert Hunt.
V. Robert Hunt, also one of the great.
Action Jackson.
Action Jackson. And shout out to the Jet. The Jet as his new offensive coordinator, which was his former teammate, Roy Granger.
What's his name? What number did the Jet wear?
The Jet wears number two. Mustang
what
Man.
Number did he
Mustang
wear?
Man.
I don't remember him. We don't remember. He played with Robert Hunt.
He played with Robert Hunt. And he had hair. He had a little hair. Shout out to the great Roy Granger and Robert Hunt over at the Detroit Seminoles. And just highlighting their program. Again, one of the most winningest programs in the state of Michigan, but also in the last few years have been trying to find their identity as well in the semi-pro league. For the last 2 years, they've fallen short in the conference championships to go to the national championship, and they've lost both years to teams. And they're still looking for their way to get to the top.
Here's the thing that I love and respect about the Seminoles, bud. They're really owned by each other. That's really a brotherhood over there. Right now,
okay.
We played over there for those 2 years, and we did the barbecue, and you see all them old rascals come up there. If you frown up at Hunt, they ready to jump you still to this day. These suckers barely can walk. You know what I'm saying? They barely can sit down. Some of them done got bigger. Do you know if you say something crazy to Robert Hunt right now, his offensive line will still try to attack you?
Thanks.
I really love and respect that about them. No matter what, and we all know how great Roy Granger is in the game of football and what he has done in his, you know, in his football career. That, you know, that's his best quarterback ever. Everyone loves Robert Hunt and what he does as a football player and what he did as a football player and some is what he do as a coach. I love the hard-nosed, old-school tactics that Robert Hunt still kind of displays today. Run this thing till you can't stop it. When you stop it, I got something for you. You know what I'm saying? I really like that because right now today the Seminoles still run downhill and come getting that, you know, when I talk football, I kind of get beside myself. But when he, you know, that offense still run downhill. And in Robert Hunt's mind, if you can't stop it, and mind you, he's a great quarterback. But if the run game is working, he's going to keep pounding it. He's like that.
Now, I got a question for you just because you just said that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but the way the game has changed, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Now, we all are football fans here.
Yeah.
Being a run-dominated team in today's game doesn't get you to the promised land.
No,
as we
because
all seen,
everything is hot. Everything is high-flying.
You got to have arsenal. You got to have receivers. And if your team is always known for having – the biggest O-line and the biggest running backs, that's clock control. But if I score, if it takes me a minute off the clock to score and it takes you 4 minutes every time to score, the one time you don't score and I keep scoring, I'm going to beat you. That's the Achilles
that's what
heel.
Going through now.
That's the Achilles heel of the Seminoles because there hasn't been any there hasn't been any transition into what's happening now because they're using tradition to still implement their dominance in football. But you're losing your dominance every season you walk in the wishbone eye on 3rd and 33. You cannot go wishbone on 3rd and 33 thinking you about to run.
Have back screen, right.
You think you about to run for 33 yards on 3rd down against anybody. You got another thing. Go ahead, get the punter out now. Come on, Roscoe, which has the Hall of Fame kicker for the Detroit Seminoles. Shout out to
Roscoe
the Liverpool.
Roscoe is a Hall of Famer. Roscoe got more points than that hook on Michigan Ave.
Oh, listen, man. But, yeah. So that's what I mean. So,
you had to hit him with a bomb. You had to get a bomb.
But, no.
I also love you also have to dig up their defense. The Seminoles always have a nice, well-rounded, let me say it like that, well-rounded defense. Because they're able to stop everything. Just when you think they're
traditionally the 4-6 Bears is a stop.
You see what I'm saying? Oh, that's old school. And I just love it.
That's
I can't
old.
Front. And when I played with the Seminoles, I was a 10-time better lineman playing in this game that I ever been. I love that old school mentality. Like you said, a traditional 4-6. They do everything in it. They always find a way, they always find the talent to add to whatever they subtracted from or to add to what they have. I love it. The Detroit Seminoles get mad respect for everything that they've done in semi-pro and what they're doing and what they continue to do. I just hate the fact that they're going to get the snot whooped out of them. No, I'm playing, but look. The point is, I respect everything that they do, man, and have done. Detroit Seminoles. I hear they got a corner over there named James. I hear they got a corner over there named James. That's pretty good.
James?
I heard he locked up one of the best receivers in semi-pro.
He nice.
He's nice, though. Mike, you on here. Mike, I'm the Charlemagne of this, dog. Let's get to it, Mike. You on here. I'm going to be highlighting the seminars. Hold on. We highlighting the seminars. We gave y'all shout-out last week. Honest to God, we did, Mike. No bull. And I'm not trying to turn you away from your guy. Ain't nothing like that. But we talking as a straight-up football fan. Is that boy James that good that he locked up Jose to you?
No, I ain't say he did not lock. To me, I ain't going to say he locked him up like that. And if people going to say I'm hating niggas, my bad. People going to say I'm big-checking or whatever, but I ain't – nah. I can't say that. He played good.
Well, there it is. That's one of them.
Good
he's being real.
He played good defense, but when you lock somebody up, that means zero. That means zero touchdowns, no first downs, none of that. If he was still a little bit effective or a little, even effective enough, you didn't lock him up.
I hear you. Well, there it is, man. I just wanted that question.
What was the stats that game? Well, how many catches they have?
I don't know, man. I just heard he
didn't have that. Yeah, we don't have a satellite. Well, again, I want to thank Coach Hop. Shout out to Heavy Talk. Follow us again on Twitter, Heavy Talk 1. Instagram.
If you scored, you won.
Heavy Talk 1. Follow us on Facebook at the Heavy Talk Podcast. Again, we right back again at it next Thursday, 7 p.m.
Next
Tune
Thursday,
in.
7 o'clock.
Call in. Baby, call in. Call us.
Thanks for having me,
fellas. Appreciate it, too. Hey, man, thanks for having
me.
Mike, we appreciate
thanks,
you,
thanks,
baby.
Praise. Shout out to Praise, Torrance.
Shout out to Praise, Torrance
Webster.
Y'all. Shout out to Hot Show. Heavy Talk. Next Thursday, 7 o'clock. 99-477.
Big beers,
bro. 412.
When they had a heavy beer nation.
Beer nation, today.